Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. In the aftermath of this weekend's mass shooting in Buffalo, Governor Hochul has announced some new proposals to try to keep deadly weapons out of the hands of dangerous individuals. The proposals announced by the governor within the last half hour.
Today I'm signing an executive order to establish a unit within the Office of Counterterrorism at the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, focusing exclusively on domestic terrorism, first time ever. They'll develop the best practices for law enforcement, for mental health professionals, for school officials to address the rise in homegrown extremism.
The proposals are also looking to close loopholes in New York State's gun laws, considered some of the toughest in the U.S. The suspect in the Buffalo shooting was able to buy an assault-style rifle near his home in western New York State, and the owner of the store that sold it said it was a legal sale. But authorities say the suspect made modifications to the gun that are illegal in New York. Authorities also say he bought the magazines to be used in the gun out of state. COVID numbers have been increasing in the city for weeks now. New York went from a medium to a high COVID alert yesterday, with recommendations that people wear masks indoors, including in schools. But a new mask mandate for public schools? The mayor says no.
I feel extremely pleased, based on my analysis in the morning with my health experts, that we are being extremely strategic and we are fighting COVID with not only the tools that we didn't have before, but we're also fighting COVID using the intelligence we need to win in a COVID environment.
I got 99 problems, but a ain't one. Hit me.
The New York State Senate has passed a bill known as the Rap Music on Trial Bill. It prevents song lyrics from being used as evidence in criminal cases. The bill covers all musical genres, but supporters of the bill specify that rap artists have been unfairly targeted in courtrooms. One professor found at least 28 cases of New York criminal prosecutors using rap lyrics as evidence since 2017. And just last week in Atlanta, prosecutors tried to submit rap music from the rapper Young Thug in an effort to prove the rapper's involvement in a criminal operation. Artists like Jay-Z and Fat Joe signed a letter supporting the bill, citing freedom of creative expression in New York and the attempt to bar prosecutors from interpreting rap lyrics as evidence in courtrooms. The FDNY held one of its most uplifting ceremonies today. It's called the Second Chance Ceremony.
Megan Daw's husband called 911 after he thought she was having a seizure. She was 11 weeks pregnant and in cardiac arrest. That was last July. Wednesday morning, she met the first responders who saved her, holding her now four-month-old son, Owen.
I don't think there are words for it. It's amazing to know that these people are out there every day.
She was one of 10 patients who reunited with the people who saved their lives. Through lots of happy tears as part of the FDNY's Second Chance Ceremony, as much as survivors like Dawn and her family thankful, Captain Brian Walter says the ceremony is the best day to be a first responder.
You know, as a parent of two, just seeing this, two lives that we saved, I don't even have the words, you know.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Wins in Red Hook.
This is the 26th Second Chance Ceremony. The FDNY had to cancel it the last 2 years because of COVID. When we think of Junior's restaurant in Brooklyn, we naturally first think of their cheesecake, or as Junior's puts it, the world's most fabulous cheesecake. We do not think of guns, but Junior's is now involved in a gun buyback. This Saturday between 10 and 4 at the Emmanuel Baptist Church on Lafayette Street in Brooklyn, Junior's is co-sponsoring a gun buyback. Alan Rosen is the owner of Junior's, and he spoke to 1010 Wins Newsline.
If we get one gun, it's successful. If we get 200, it's very successful. You know, we're willing to backstop this up to $20,000. So, you know, we're hoping it's successful. And if one of those guns prevents one other young person in our city from being harmed, then it's a great success.
And the awards being given out on Saturday range from bank cards to an iPad. Rosen says he was moved to act by the recent story of a 12-year-old boy that was shot while sitting in a car in Brooklyn. An overnight fire in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx tore through four buildings, and there was an additional problem for firefighters.
In the midst of this intense firefighting effort, an angry battalion chief yelled, "Someone could have died," when he saw a red sedan completely blocking a hydrant very close to the blaze. Even though the building ended up being vacant, Assistant Chief Kevin Brennan later saying,
"We did have a car on a hydrant on the block here, which certainly is not good for us, right? It impedes trying to get water. It's never a good thing. So we always, you know, get out there to the public that we don't want, you know, cars parked on fire hydrants."
Now, in most cases, the FDNY could smash your car windows and put the hose right through there, and it'll be at your expense. Worst case, people who keep blocking hydrants could cost a life. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Mott Haven.
The New York State Division of Human Rights is filing a complaint against Amazon. It alleges that Amazon discriminated against pregnant and disabled workers by denying these workers, in the words of the Division of Human Rights, reasonable accommodations and forced them to take unpaid leave. Amazon has more than 39,000 workers and some two dozen work sites in New York State. The complaint argues that Amazon has in-house consultants to evaluate accommodation requests, but allows on-site managers to override the consultants' recommendations. No official comment yet from Amazon. Grubhub tried to do a nice thing for New Yorkers yesterday. It did not work out exactly as planned. The food delivery platform offered New Yorkers a $15 credit for lunch yesterday. The response was so overwhelming that it swamped the system. Grubhub says at times it was trying to process 6,000 orders per minute from New York customers. Grubhub says the tech issues were eventually resolved, but many of the participating restaurants still were backed up delivering orders because of the sheer volume. Said one pizza proprietor in Manhattan, it was monstrous. There have been three reported recent attacks on MTA train conductors and subway stations in Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx. Police are searching for multiple suspects. Latest attack was yesterday afternoon. Police say a conductor was attacked by four males at the Queens Plaza station in Long Island City. Authorities say the four suspects approached the conductor as he was making an announcement on an N train, knocked him down, stole his train keys, and then escaped out of the station. An attack early Sunday morning happened at the Broad Street station in the Financial District. Suspect on a J train smashed a glass bottle against the conductor's forehead. Victim was taken to the hospital with multiple cuts on his face. The third attack happened back on Sunday, May 8th, in the 205th Street station in the Norwood section of the Bronx. Anyone with information on any of these situations is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.